Democrats have controlled the 21st Assembly District for a long time, but former Representative Jeff Plaley recently moved up to the state Senate, and Republicans are trying hard to win the open seat as a step towards their goal of someday having a large enough legislative majority to override a Jim Doyle veto. The actual and possible use of Doyle's veto pen on the current proposed budget are increasingly dominating the debate in the 21st District contest between Republican Mark Hanedel and Democrat Al Fechler.
And Mr. Fechler, how would the property tax freeze affect TIF districts?
At a forum last night in Oak Creek, that was one of several questions which touched on the Republican legislature's proposed three-year so-called property tax freeze. Fechler is an attorney and a common council member in Oak Creek. He says the freeze would dry up money that pays the upfront costs of job-creating tax incremental financing districts.
Property tax freeze as a structure right now will have a very negative effect and will have a chilling effect on TIF districts, which is going to really hurt the commercial tax base of local communities.
The Republican candidate, Mark Hanedel, is a local business owner. He's making his first bid for public office and sidestepped whether he thinks the property tax freeze would hurt TIF districts. Earlier, though, Hanedel contended the freeze would be a good thing for homeowners.
Looking at records and statistics and stuff, things that I don't have all committed to memory yet, I do know people, my own taxes in South Milwaukee have gone up. There are people sitting in this room here that have showed me their tax bills, and they've gone up $200, $400 in the last couple years. I'm going to support the tax freeze 100%.
Democrat Fechler says he successfully worked as an alderman to lower the local property tax mill rate. He says some people's taxes go up to reflect higher property values. Now, the two candidates also take markedly different views on another issue still sitting on the governor's desk. That's the proposed expansion of the private school voucher program to all of Milwaukee County. Fechler says he still needs to talk to the local public school districts.
It's a very important issue, and like I say, I want to discuss and see where they stand on the issue and, you know, what would be best for the residents in this area.
I'm in favor of the choice program for schools.
Mark Hanedel replied to Fechler.
If we have choices for people to send their children to school, this breeds a little bit of competition, and then all our school systems will probably step up a notch.
Hanedel and Fechler also weigh in on some already announced budget action, namely the governor's plan to dump the Republicans' rewrite of the shared revenue distribution formula. Doyle's veto will actually take away some money from Oak Creek and South Milwaukee, while aiding the small part of Milwaukee that's in the 21st District. Hanedel says the entire city of Milwaukee is getting too much state aid compared to the suburbs.
I just can't see why hundreds of dollars per person go to Milwaukee, while Oak Creek and South Milwaukee are getting $70, $80 per person. This discrepancy is just, it seems wrong in my book, and this is a place where we're going to have to take a good look at trying to balance this out.
And Al Fechler says on the one hand, as an Oak Creek official, the shared revenue veto hurts, but he says the governor is helping out the local schools. On the other hand, as a prospective state lawmaker, Fechler repeats the governor's point of view about the entire budget package.
You know, when this budget process started, everyone knew that everyone was going to have to bleed. No one was going to have to hemorrhage.
Now, Fechler does not see totally eye to eye with Governor Doyle. For example, Fechler criticizes the governor for not restoring more money to the senior care program. But the two appeared together this week at a bill signing that would give Oak Creek more money if the local power plant Fechler backs is expanded. That prompted a question to Doyle as to whether the Fechler-Hanedel race is an early referendum on Doyle's policies.
No, I mean, the Fechler race is about a very good candidate, Al Fechler, who is running to represent the people of this district.
But State Republican Party Executive Director Darren Schmitz is willing to connect the Fechler race to Doyle.
Well, I think voters could send a message by voting for candidates who support the property tax freeze. It's a message that taxes are high enough in Wisconsin. Why should the governor go out and veto a common sense property tax freeze?
There's been no sign that Doyle will announce his property tax plan before the Tuesday elections in Milwaukee County and another legislative contest that same day near Stevens Point. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.